Okay, we're back on the public record. We've gone into executive session at 09:24. I have a motion to return from executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second, those in favor. So we're back out at 10:28, rather. So we've discussed several things, receiving advice from our attorney. No votes were taken in the executive session, but we're now ready to move on with several items. The first of which would be the advanced deposit wagering rules consideration for final adoption. And at this point, I would entertain a motion from the board that after final review at the legislature, that the rules are ready for final adoption. There were no amendments made after that review at legislature. So therefore, we're ready to entertain a motion to finally adopt at the board level.
So moved.
So we have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion on the final adoption? Seeing none, those in favor of finally adopting the ADW rules? That's unanimous. That brings us now to just an update on the ADW RFP.
Yes, the ADW RFP, based on the final adopted rules, will be presented in a new format, hopefully for the June meeting.
Yes. Any questions from the board in that regard? Seeing none, that brings us to the extension of the contract for the central monitoring of the central monitoring system. We're at a point where we're going out to RFP for a new monitoring system, and it has become necessary to extend the current contract. So I think we're ready for a motion from the board to do that. And we'd be looking for a motion to extend it from June 30th, 2018 to June 30th, 2019.
So moved.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, those in favor of that motion? That's also unanimous. All right, that brings us to new business. We have a couple of resolutions. First one up would be resolution number 10, the authority to approve amendments to previously approved table names. That was sent to the board in our packets and was on the tablet as well. It's also in there as, I think, tab number 5. So would you just briefly describe what this is?
Yes, this is giving the director authority to amend table game rules. Under this enabling statute, the board is authorized to delegate its powers to the director. The relevant provisions pertaining to the proposed delegations are as follows. In Title 8, 103, Powers and Duties of the Board, powers administrative force in this chapter, the board of the directors delegated by the board may regulate, supervise, and exercise general control over the ownership and operation of slot machines and table games. And then also in Title 8, subsection 1021, registration of table games. A table game may not be operated or distributed pursuant to this chapter unless the table game is registered by the board. The resolve to this resolution is that the director may approve an amendment to a table game that has been previously approved by the board if the amendment does not materially differ from the previous board approval.
Yeah, so all new games will be brought to the board. This would be just a tweak at the request of either the state or presumably one of the facilities. And I've seen now we've added a delegation end date, which I recall as being new.
Yes, I'm sorry. I should have mentioned that. The theory is, for example, if a new casino were to open and there was something that the board has to do and you wanted to temporarily let the executive director do it because there's this big batch coming or something, that you could delegate that to the extent it's delegable, but then have it end on a certain date.
I see. Okay, so I guess we'd entertain a motion whether or not to delegate this authority, and I assume this would be a continuing authority.
Yes.
Yeah.
So moved.
All right, we have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion regarding this delegation? All right, those in favor of approving resolution 10? That's unanimous. All right, that brings us to the next item up, which is Blazing 7, a request for approval of changes. That's a game we've recently recently discussed.
That's correct, and it's, the changes are actually on page six, and for the most part, it's, it basically shows or it gives a little bit more detail as to how the payout would be made if multiple people were to hit at the same table. And I think this was part of the original rules, but wasn't as detailed as this is, and it's become a request and an interest on Oxford's part to be able to spell this out just a little bit more than what it was.
Okay. And the board may recall, we actually had a demonstration of Blazing Sevens. We could all go recall all of that. So this would be a change, just the changes in red?
Correct.
Yep. Any questions from the board? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the changes. Motion, second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Harmon. Those in favor of approving the changes? That would be unanimous. That brings us to resolution number 11.
Okay, resolution 11 is giving the director authority to approve chips or tokens. And the preamble is that it's under it. Enabling statute, the board is authorized to delegate its powers to the director, specifically Title 8, subsection 1003. In administrating and enforcing this chapter, the board of directors delegated by the board may regulate, supervise, or exercise general control over the ownership and operation of slot machines and table games. The resolve here is that upon confirmation the proposed chips or tokens comply with the required rules, the director may approve the issuance of chips or tokens or approve the modifications of chip or tokens. The director shall not approve or modify chips or tokens unless the licensee has complied with all the procedures required by rule, and the director shall approve or modify chips or tokens in writing.
This is a fairly standard type of resolution. It's to allow for efficiency and operation. Any questions regarding resolution 11?
Mr. Chairman, I just have one. Sure. Previously approved chips.
That was previously was directed to the board.
I don't remember. I haven't seen it.
I don't know if we've done it recently, but as chips or tokens change in their format or their style, that would be a board requirement. I wouldn't be surprised if we've done it in the last 7 years, but I can't tell you the date we last did it.
Okay. I just never seen it. So.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Any no other questions? I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Is there a second? Motion second by Greg. All those in favor? It's unanimous. And just to again state publicly, one of my goals before I'm done as chair is to work with the Attorney General's office, to bring us all previously delegated authorities to put into resolution format so they're searchable by anyone on the board or anyone who has questions in the public. Previously, we've done it by minutes of the meeting, and to go back to 2007 when something was approved is difficult to find. There is a list that exists. Milt has a list. Pat made it. It was carried down from director to director, but I think it would be a better course of action to try to do. So if we can do that by the end of the calendar year, that would be outstanding. All right. Anything else from the executive director under the new business?
No, sir.
All right, that brings us to public comment. Is there anybody here that has anything they'd like to address to the board? Nope, seeing none. That brings us to the next meeting date. We'll be meeting June 19th, 2018. They'll be here in this office. And if there's no other business from the board, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion is second. Those in favor? We stand adjourned.